thank you for the opportunity that you give us to do that, and for providing a place where we can feel comfortable and relaxed in sharing this wonderful experience of missionary work with you. I'd like to start out, before we get into our pictures, just a little bit of our history. We both come from missionary families. Priscilla and I were both born into missionary families with World Gospel Mission, and my grandparents on my father's side were also missionaries. Some of you have asked me, how did I learn to play the saw? And it was my grandmother who actually taught me how to play the saw. She would play in the front pew every time my grandfather would preach, or during the revival services that they would hold after they returned from Bolivia as missionaries. She would play the saw and be a part of the service in that way. So she passed that on to my father and myself. So it's just a really neat tradition that we have in our family. And I can't tell you where she learned it, because that was probably about 80 years ago that she learned it. So our families, having come from a missionary background in World Gospel Mission, we've always known about World Gospel Mission. It's a part of us, and we feel like it's our home. It's our place where God has called us as well. We both received the Lord's touch on our lives. Both of us, ironically, were saved in communion services when we were just about four or five years old. And I don't remember the exact date, of course, but I remember going to the altar and asking my mom, can I take some of the communion? And she said, well, you have to be a part of the family of God and receive Jesus first. And so that's when I remember accepting the Lord. Later on in my life, I learned about the sanctifying work of God in my life that God wanted to do, and began that crisis moment as well as a transforming process throughout my life. It's been a good road with the Lord, and He has really blessed our family. We have four children. Let's see if this works here. Uh-oh. Not going. Am I doing something wrong here? Yes. Okay, we have four children. Our oldest son, David, is in Utah. He's trying to find a place of service where God can use him in ministry of camping or adventure leadership. Our second son, Jonathan, on the right, was just married in February, and he is working at Mount Carmel High School in Jackson, Kentucky. Our daughter, Tiana, just graduated from Kentucky Mountain Bible College in Jackson, Kentucky, and she is serving the Lord currently in Cambodia on a short-term missions trip. Our son, Anthony, is with us in the camp here, and he's just graduated from high school and will be attending Kentucky Mountain Bible College as well this fall. So we thank the Lord for our family and for the heritage that we have in serving in missions. We work primarily on the Texas side of the border in McAllen, Texas, and we call it the Texas-Mexico Border Ministry, which is it's encompasses a large variety of different ministries, and we have a wonderful staff of missionaries there on the border. It's about 10 miles from the Mexico border, and so we have a lot of Hispanic influence there. It's about 96% Hispanic population, so we are the minority. When you go out to eat or to a restaurant or anywhere in the city, you'll us as Caucasians are a minority. So it definitely does feel like a mission field there, although a good majority of the people do speak English as well. The Taylor Community Center has a shorter history than the previously operated Taylor Christian School. Taylor Christian School was actually started by as Taylor Institute back in 1948, and it was primarily a school for reaching out to the Mexican children on the side of Reynosa, Mexico. And so they had children coming across the border each day to attend the Taylor Institute. It was started by Woodford Taylor, who came from China, and eventually was turned into Taylor Christian School. This, unfortunately, the school was declining in numbers, not just because of COVID, but because of other factors in the town. Many other Christian schools now operate there. And so the Taylor Christian School, we decided last year, May of last year, that we would need to close the school and to focus primarily on the Taylor Christian, Taylor Community Center. So we also have a TCC there in McAllen. It's a different kind of TCC. Well, we use the same facilities. The building on the corner there you see is the older school building that was used as a church first, the World Gospel Mission Church there, which eventually moved across the street to its own property. That building was also used for the Taylor Christian School for 74 years. And then now, as we have moved in to that building with the Taylor Community Center, we are still operating all of the, using all of the facilities. It's not gone dead, and I'm going to share with you what God is doing. And we're excited because, you know, a lot of times missionaries feel like they have to make up something, or not make up something, but just come up, you know, look deeply within themselves to find something good. maybe I said that wrong, but missionaries don't make up things, I'm sure. But, you know, we sometimes come back from the field and we're like, what do I share? You know, God, what did you do in that term? And this is not the case for us. God has blessed us so abundantly. He's blessed us in many ways. And I want to share with you what God has been doing in the last 3 years. We've all experienced, you know, what was the most difficult thing that we've all gone through in the last 3 years? It was mentioned this morning in prayer meeting. COVID, the pandemic. Pandemic has radically changed many ministries, not just across the United States, but in McAllen as well. And it radically changed our thinking, our mindset, our purpose. You know, what were we really there for? What are we doing with this closing down of a school that had been a wonderful ministry for 74 years and had been reaching people and touching children's lives? But God had a different plan. This is a picture of the school and the old school building and the Taylor Community Center building, which was built later on. This center was started, I believe, in around 2005, and our brother Bobby Peed here was one of the first ones to go and help dig the foundation and plant the stones and the foundation for this this ministry. They somehow, Lord provided some wonderful materials, and they built a huge building, which we now call the Taylor Community Center. Through this last couple years, God has really been working on our field, focusing on prayer. You know, sometimes we say, give, go, and pray. Well, we say pray and then give and go. You know, we don't put pray at the end anymore. We put pray at the beginning. Because that's one of our core beliefs. We know that God is going to move when we petition him. And we know that he is always has the best in mind for us. So as a field, we began working on that and realizing that prayer is work. You know, we think, oh, I'm going to go pray a little bit and then I'm going to go to work. Well, prayer is work. That is our job, is prayer. So we began praying together and seeking God's will as we knew the Taylor Christian School was closing and we needed God to do something. Well, as we saw our facility, we also saw that it was unfinished inside. This beautiful building had several classrooms and a chapel and kitchen and everything, but now it was not finished inside. And so the Lord began working on our hearts right in the middle of COVID. He said, "You're going to build the rest of this building." And we were like, "Lord, how's this going to happen?" So we hired a local company to help us design and to set up the amount of money that we needed to have, and it was over $400,000, around $400,000 that we needed to raise during the pandemic. Well, God did some amazing things, and He touched hearts as we sent out our letters to our supporters. He sent His Spirit with those letters and touched hearts of people who were shut into their homes, many of them wanting to give to something. And so God began to provide the funds. Of course, we needed money to set up the blueprints and all that, but He began to provide the funds for us. And the lady that was helping us said, "This is not a good idea. You're getting into something that's I can foresee down the road." And sure enough, just as we started building, the price of lumber skyrocketed. But the Lord provided local companies to give us a discount during that time. And so even though we did pay a little bit more, the actual cost was reduced. So we built three new classrooms. Two new classrooms and a lounge area, three bathrooms, an office space, and a storage unit, all of that in a 3,000 square foot area in the upstairs, which was originally just a big open platform with dusty furniture on it. A friend of mine, Colby Grindine, one of our missionaries, he and I worked together to do the finishing work inside, and the Lord blessed us with the funds to also provide air conditioning inside the gym area, and we enclosed the gym area with insulation. We had work teams that came down and helped us do much of the work as well, and God just provided amazing ways. Help us turn that old dusty platform into a beautiful place. So now we have, out of the pandemic as well, Kurt and Cynthia Zimmerman felt the Lord leading them to touch pastors in the neighborhood there. And so they began reaching out to all the churches in the neighborhood and asking them to come, asking the pastors to come to prayer. And through that time, God has really done amazing things. We now have over 10 churches that are working with us from different denominations. Since we're not a church, we can feel free to invite other ministries to come in and partner with us. We have churches that are small. There's churches that are larger. They have their own ministries, but many of them don't have a facility like we do. And so we're offering that as a way that that they can have an outreach as well. Through that prayer meeting with the pastors, we felt God leading us to minister to the youth in our community. And so each of those churches had a small number of youth in their churches, and we combined our forces and started Youth in Locomotion. That is a time where they can come together and hear God's word, hear a concert of some kind, and then play together and fellowship and food. I also had a desire to help our youth in our church at the same time, and had gone through some training about the kingdom of God with our discipleship group there. And so we began to focus on that very theme of the kingdom of God among our youth. And it was just wonderful. We attend Churches of Christ and Christian Union Church there, and it was just wonderful to be a part of that youth group and share God's blessing through that message. I mentioned Colby Grindine, who is also a missionary with his wife Kim, and they are a vital part of our ministry there. He felt God calling him to be involved in the immigrant work there. And so he got training through the government to be able to work as a representative to help people who are in need of finding a channel, get their paperwork finished, and started the Immigrant Connection in the Valley. It's part of a network of other ministries across the nation, but it was the first one on the border that we know of. This Immigrant Connection office is located in the former TCS school office, the TCS office, and so it is. We're using every bit of that facility still. We have another group that joined us last fall. We weren't sure how we were going to use the new classrooms that we built because they were empty, and TCS was closed. What we're going to do with it? So now we offered our facility to a local homeschool, Classical Conversations Homeschool, who was wanting to start a new chapter in that area, and they began meeting in our new classrooms. I was fortunate to be able to be there and to be able to help them in their chapel ministry as well. Another ministry that we did not even know was on the radar of God's thinking, but through a discipleship class that we took, helping young women who are in a crisis moment in their pregnancies, trying to decide what to do, this discipleship group then made connections with the Pregnancy Resource Center there in the Valley, and it is a ministry that reaches out to young pregnant women and their fathers as well, but primarily to help them to see the need to save the baby and to have options for adoption or other things. We also have another ministry that was started, the Pregnancy Resource Center now is meeting or using our facility there at the Taylor Christian School. The Sublime Gracia Church started meeting, and this is a church that was run by a local pastor who needed a place to meet there, and so we've offered our place there, and I've been helping him with ministry as well. They have a wonderful fellowship, and now they're growing to the point where they're going to need to move down into the gym to hold their services because they're growing. Another ministry that was started by Kurt and Cynthia Zimmerman, who have been a vital part of our ministry there, they have a wonderful mindset of outreach in the community, and Kurt is the leader of the community center now, but his desire was to reach out to the senior citizens as well. Many of them were still closed in from the pandemic and just didn't have a way to really fellowship or get to know their neighbors. And so through that experience, we saw that God was wanting us to reach them. We've established a once a month time of fellowship and games and a devotional with them. Many of them do not go to church. They have nothing to do with church or God. Many of them are from a Roman Catholic background and don't really practice their religion as well. Another ministry that was started this summer, which could not have been done without air conditioning in the gymnasium, was the basketball camp. One of our pastors, who is part of the Kingdom Builders Pastors Prayer Group, he's a local referee for the schools there in the area, and so he wanted to do something as a ministry to reach out to the kids. So they've had 4 weeks. Just last week was their last week of doing a basketball camp with the kids there. An ongoing ministry that was started way back before we arrived there was a soccer ministry. And this was started by two former Bolivian soccer players, Gerson Tejeda and Jorge Baca, who are both U.S. citizens now, and they're missionaries with World Gospel Mission. They came to the United States and are there serving as teachers, as instructors in a soccer ministry that we have. So this soccer ministry reaches out to the community children and is helping them to gain some skills in soccer, which is a very interesting sport for them. They love soccer, but it's also a way to just get to connect with their parents and their families. Colby Grindin is also experienced in martial arts, and so he has this desire to help young kids who don't normally go to church and who don't normally have a connection with the church, inviting them in and having a time of teaching them how to do self-defense type moves, and also they learn Bible verses and learn about the Lord in different ways. Another ministry that has been ongoing from almost the beginning of the Taylor Community Center is the Sparrow's Nest, and this was started by Betsy Tejeda, who is one of our missionaries, who the wife of Jerson, who is a soccer coach. Betsy has a wonderful heart for people, and not just in a physical way, but also helping them to experience God's love. And she oftentimes just prays with the ladies while she's there with looking for clothes, and sometimes they just come in and ask for prayer for their needs. During that time, the women also bring in their children, and so Christina McBride has felt God leading her to start this children's ministry and has a Bible hour with them as well. Priscilla, she's our area team leader. She's very busy working to coordinate all of these ministries, but also she has a heart for ministry and children's ministry, and so she oftentimes helps in that as well. Discipleship classes, which really were not going on before the COVID era, have just blossomed in our community center, not just among the people in the community, but also amongst the missionaries. We have been discipling ourselves. We've been discipling each other to go and reach out to the community people. And we have partnered with several churches to have a discipleship class for men, and now I believe there's one that's ongoing for the women as well. And speaking of women, Betsy Tejeda has had a heart for reaching out to the women in the community through different types of trainings and conferences, and so she has established a summer women's conference, and they will be having their women's conference coming up this month. And it will be a time where they can hear about God's word and share together in a very special way. The one last summer was the first one because when you think about it, was 105 degrees outside, and it was 77 degrees inside. And God really used the air conditioning that we had to be able to have this conference. Otherwise, we couldn't have had that opportunity. I just learned on Facebook last night that our church, the 3CU church that we attend there, just held a family day at our community center yesterday. And so they were showing pictures of different families who were meeting there yesterday morning. Our staff is a united staff. We oftentimes don't agree with each other in every point, but we have bound and determined that we are going to be united no matter what it takes. So we often have meetings together, strategizing, seeking God's heart, and Priscilla has done a wonderful job leading us in that area. What is God calling you to do? That's our question for you. What is God calling you to do in your life? Whether it be partnering with us, whether it be partnering with other missionaries, the other ministries here, what would God have you to do? And that's the question I believe He has for us this camp meeting, at least for me. What is God calling me to do? And it's not just do, but who is He calling us to be? We're not just human doings, as Priscilla has put it, another time, but we are human beings, and we need to be the humans that God wants us to be, connected to Him in His Spirit. And so I'm going to ask Priscilla to come up and share a little bit of her heart and share about the transforming power of God as we work as ambassadors there for God's kingdom.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here with you all this morning. We're so happy to be here at Taylor County Camp. I just want to share, to begin with, I'd just like to share a passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verses 14 through 21 to explain the why of why we are on the Texas-Mexico border serving the Lord as missionaries. It says, "For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Although once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." Praise the Lord. It is Christ's love that compels us. He loved us so much. How could we do any less than to live for him? He gave his life for us. So it is our responsibility to give our lives for him and live for him. And he is a God of transformation. He has transformed my life, and I know he's transformed your life. And we know that it is his desire to transform each and every life into his image. The scripture says here that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. And he has given us this ministry of reconciliation so that we can share the love of Christ with others. And that is what we are trying to do through the Taylor Community Center with the World Gospel Mission there on the Texas-Mexico border. We are Christ's ambassadors. And that means we are his representatives here on earth to share his love. We know that as people come to know him, as they are exposed to Christian believers who love him, they come to know a little bit more of what God is like. And not all Christians are good representatives and ambassadors of Christ. Unfortunately, there are examples in the world of people that call themselves Christians that have turned people away because they are not representing Christ well. And it's our desire as missionaries there on the border to represent Christ well, to be his ambassadors. And people are noticing, and they see the difference, and they are drawn to Christ in us. As John mentioned, back in 2020, we were on our faces asking God, "What do you want us to do? What is your will?" We learned through an Experiencing God discipleship class that we did together as missionaries that it's we need to look to see what God was doing in the community. It wasn't about what we thought we should do or we thought the people needed. It was about what God was doing and where God was working. And so we began to really seek God for his will. The school was closed the year during COVID, and we attempted to reopen the school. We did reopen the school for 1 year through scholarships, sponsorships, and that's because we believe in Christian education. We know Christian education is so important. And many of you helped with that, reopening of the school. And I understand that there was money raised here at camp for sponsorships, and we thank you so much for that because it's vital that kids know about the Lord through Christian education. And I want to tell you that that money was well used for the kids that attended school that last year. There were few kids. Unfortunately, many parents said they would send their kids, but then when it came down to it, they didn't send them. But the ones that were there received a Christian education, and they were blessed, and they were guided in the scripture for an entire year. There was money left over And that money we have reserved to continue to help kids get a Christian education. So some of our former Taylor Christian School students are going to other Christian schools in the area, and they have access to scholarship, sponsorship money that we have reserved on the field. So I want you to know that that money is still being used for Christian education. But we saw that God was asking us to move in a different direction. The numbers were low, and we felt very clearly that God was laying on our hearts the need to finish the facility, and that if we would be obedient and finish that facility, that he would fill it with ministries, and he did. We went from the Taylor Christian School and the two major ministries that John mentioned of the Soccer Lions Academy and the Sparrow's Nest Clothing Closet to 12 different ministries that are operating now. We did not have any idea what God had in mind. It was a very difficult time with the death of the school, basically, for many people and grieving. But God was preparing us for a new birth and for new things that were coming. We are so excited to see what God is doing there on the border. And he's accomplishing his purposes through prayer, through partnerships with other ministries and churches there, and through transformative discipleship through the ministries. We see transformation as soccer players and gospel martial arts students develop physically and spiritually, and they're learning God's word, they're experiencing his love, and they are listening to his voice. Not only young kids are learning soccer, but some of the young people in the area have started coming on Tuesday nights for 3 hours at a time to play soccer and to fellowship. Many of them not Christians. Some of them don't even play soccer. They just come to hang out because they have found a safe Christian environment. They come to visit with Jorge and Laura Vaca, who are there each time. Laura always cooks food, some cookies or something, and they come and look forward to the food. And most recently, four of those young people have started attending church. So God is working in their lives. We see transformation as shoppers at the Sparrow's Nest confide their personal and family needs and see God work miracles in their lives through prayer. We heard a story of one shopper who had shared a prayer request, and as a missionary was following up with her and asking about her family member that was in the hospital, she said, "It's a miracle. They're out of the hospital. God has touched their life." At the same time, another person was coming into the Sparrow's Nest, a non-believer, overheard that, and was encouraged to ask for prayer because that person realized that God works through prayer, and that relationship was started. We see transformation as children accept Christ and grow in their understanding of God's word. Some of them beg their moms to come shopping just so they can come to Bible club. We see transformation in the students developing godly character through the classical conversations. Our own son, Anthony, went through 2 years of classical conversations with his instructor, Kim Grindine. And we see the transformation in his life and the other lives as we experience the first graduation for classical conversations in May. We see transformation in women deciding to choose life for their babies and trust God with their lives. We see transformation in discipleship students growing excited about living as kingdom citizens in God's kingdom. They're learning to pray and read the Bible for themselves, and they are even evangelizing their own families. I'd like to share a story with you about a woman named Lisa. Now, we met Lisa through the Pregnancy Resource Center. She came as the director of that site of the Pregnancy Resource Center when they moved onto our facilities. Currently, we have Pregnancy Resource Center and the Children's Bible class on one side of what used to be Taylor Christian School. In the front, we have the Immigrant Connection Office. And on the other side, we have 4 rooms occupied by the Sparrow's Nest, which was able to expand greatly. So all of those ministries are able to work together on the street front. But Lisa, when she came, she was passionate about her ministry with the Pregnancy Resource Center. But we developed a friendship with her, and she noticed that we had such a She enjoyed the Christian community that she experienced there with us. She said, I've been to church for a long time, but I have never had this kind of Christian community. And so even when God led her to a different ministry, she is not working with the Pregnancy Resource Center anymore. She returned to the community center, and she is volunteering at the Sparrow's Nest. She sent her girls to the martial arts program. She is also cleaning our guest house. She just wants to be around us because she feels the love of Christ. Well, she also joined an Experiencing God Bible study, and she was asking for prayer for her sister. She knew her sister was struggling. She was asking that her sister would come to know the Lord, but she knew that her sister was going through something that she didn't really understand. She kept praying for her. And as they prayed for her sister one day before Sparrow's Nest began, I think you saw in one of the pictures, all the Sparrow's Nest workers get together and pray before the evening of when the shoppers come. Well, as soon as they finished praying, JT and Heather Greer, who are other new missionaries on our field, they arrived with some bread and eggs from the food pantry that they're involved with. And there was enough for all 30-plus shoppers that came that night, plus enough to send home with the workers, the Sparrow's Nest volunteers. So Lisa thought, on her way home, she felt led to go to her uncle's house to share some of that, the bread and eggs. Well, there was her sister at her uncle's house, and she ended up spending 3 hours visiting with her sister. Her sister confessed some oppression that she'd been feeling, and she prayed through and responded to the love and truth that Lisa offered and accepted Christ as her Savior. And now Lisa is planning to begin an Experiencing God Bible study with her sister and with her friends. So that's the a story of the expanding work that God is doing. It's not all us. We're not doing all the work. We know that God is the one that's ultimately responsible for everything. But we are being obedient, and then God is using the things that we do to bless others who can bless others. And that's what we want to do through the Taylor Community Center, is to be a blessing and to share the love of Christ so that we can see transformed lives. We'd like to share a song with you, and then I'm going to share a little bit more about how you can get involved. Where'd he go? How many of you speak Spanish? One? Efrain? Yes? Okay. Well, we're going to sing the song in Spanish first, and then for those of you who do not speak Spanish, we will sing it again in English. So this is a song about how we are the people of God set apart for Him so that we can spread His good news by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Somos el pueblo de Dios. Somos un pueblo especial. Llamados para anunciar las virtudes de aquel que nos llamó a su luz. Somos el pueblo de Dios, su sangre nos redimió y su Espíritu dio para darnos poder y ser testigos de él. Y llevaremos su gloria a cada pueblo y nación, trayéndoles esperanza y nuevas de salvación. Y su amor nos impulsa, no nos podemos callar, anunciaremos al mundo su amor y verdad. We are the people of God.
Sing with us.
We're set apart just for Him. We're called to tell the good news of the wonderful One who brought us into the light. We are the people of God. His blood redeemed us from sin, and And when His Spirit came in, He filled us up with His power to testify in His name. And we will carry His glory to every people and land, bringing hope of salvation and the news of God's plan. For His love, it compels us. We just can't keep it in. We'll tell the world of our Jesus, the one who saved us from sin. We'll tell the world of our Jesus, the one who saved us from sin.
Well, maybe you are wondering, how can I get involved in this ministry on the Texas-Mexico border? And I would like to share a little bit about that. We have our display table down here with the flags, with the Texas, U.S., and Mexico flag. And there you can find a prayer card with our family picture on it. You also have some on your pews, I think. So you can pick that up and remember to pray for us. Take this. We have bookmarks if you prefer that. If that's a handier way for you to remember our faces and remember to pray for us, that would be awesome. There are specific prayer requests that we would like to give you this morning, besides for our family as we travel this year. We just began in May. We will be traveling all year, speaking in churches and different places, sharing about the ministry of World Gospel Mission on the border and raising support. So there's another prayer request. John mentioned the Women's Conference and Children's Day that will be held on July 22nd. I am going to put this sign-up list over there on the display table, and it's numbered. If you feel like God would ask you, is asking you to pray for that event, then please sign your name here as a commitment. The event is, again, on July 22nd. It's not too far away, and we need lots of prayer for the women who will be attending, for the workers, for the children's workers, and for the kids, that God would touch their lives and transform them for His glory. Another prayer request is for health of the missionaries. We've most recently been under attack, it feels like, in the health department. So please pray for the health of the missionaries on the border. Please pray for a maintenance worker. John was in charge of the transformation project. He was our main maintenance guy, and we are needing help down there. So whether God has in mind to send a volunteer, a missionary, or maybe even a local person to step up and volunteer or to work there on the border, we know that God has the right person in mind. So please pray with us that God would supply a maintenance person. Also pray for the transformation of lives. As many people attend and participate in the programs of the community center, the object is always that they will see the love of Christ and that their lives can be touched and changed. You can also participate by giving. You can give of your time. If you want to come down to the border on a work team, we have several work teams every year, and we have opportunities. We're trying to develop opportunities for internships. Please talk to us about a way that you can come. You don't even have to have a passport to come to McAllen, Texas. You can give support. And on our prayer card, there's also a place where you can mark, where you are committing to pray for us, or to give a monthly amount, or to give a one-time gift. And we appreciate those gifts. We are needing to raise at least $1,000 in monthly support to return to the border next summer. There on the table, we also have it's here somewhere, a card that says Taylor Community Center, and there are specific projects that you might choose to give to, such as the Taylor Community Center General Fund, the Immigrant Connection in the Valley, Sparrow's Nest, Soccer Lions Academy, or the TCC Parking Lot Fund, as our parking is super limited there at the community center for all the activities that are taking place right now. If God is asking you to give joyfully, give what He asks you to. as part of your worship to him. You can also get involved by telling others about the ministry on the border. If you're excited about what's happening down in McAllen, Texas, please tell your friends. Get our brochure, learn more about it. You can find the website is on the back. You can follow us on Facebook. Learn about the activities that are happening on an ongoing basis and share with your churches, share with your friends so that others can be praying and can be sensitive to the Holy Spirit in knowing how they can participate as well. So we just thank you so much for this opportunity to share with you today. And I would like to just open it up for any questions that you might have before I close in prayer.